If all goes well, in studio with me live is Uncle Banzai from Seattle, Washington. I can't believe you folks are here.
Hey, we can't either.
Long drive from Seattle.
Good morning to you.
Slick road. I feel like, and now for something completely different.
Here we go.
Where do we fit in the whole Americana lineage, do you think?
I'm not quite sure. Lyrically, you're right in there, that's for sure. Yeah,
we're American.
I suppose. You're American. You got a lot of contemporary topics and issues and concerns and a lot of stuff about sex. What's that all about?
That was a long time ago.
Well, we have.
We used to have sex.
It's a lot different when you're 25 than when you're 55.
Okay. So, well, let us hear whom is speaking where, and we're going to be trying to adjust our mics as we go along. So,
I'm Andrew over on the left channel.
I'm Patrice right in the middle,
and I'm Arnie over on the right.
All right.
And what are you politically, though, however.
Sure. I'm sure of that.
Why would you be doing it at some other community public radio station? If you're...
And we must warn the audience that there are two Hoosiers in the building at once.
Careful. So could implode.
Careful. Who knows what will happen? That's Arnie, of course.
Yes,
and
that's
you,
me.
And you other folks, how did the trio come together?
The trio came together in 1981, actually. Arnie and I and another woman named Ashley, we had all gone to the same school in Vermont, although didn't know each other there, and for different reasons ended up in Seattle around the same time. And so we formed this, we kind of ran into each other as a joke and formed this little group, and it kept going. Actually, Arnie and I were staying at someone's house, another student's house, and saw an ad in the paper looking for a folk group to sing sea shanties with or Irish something with. And said, call Ashley. And we're like, Ashley, I wonder if that's the same girl from school. That'd be really funny. So we called her and we started singing and we haven't stopped.
It was even a coincidence that Andrew and I ended up at the same house because it was another Bennington student's parents' house who were just like opening their doors to
a bunch of people.
To her fellow college, you know, friends. Yeah. So we didn't really like each other, but we knew we had music in common. Like our friends were actually trying to matchmake us at one point
to sing and stuff.
All right.
And so we did that for until from 81 to 89, then took a break, and then started up again like 98.
Sure.
And then about 6 years ago, Ashley didn't feel she could do it anymore, and Patrice had sung with us in another group called Mel Cooley's and other things, and was there, and we asked, would you sing this with us? And she said yes.
Right.
And now we've been going strong ever since.
Yeah,
strong.
Excellent. So you're in the area tonight, or today, because you're going to be with Christine Lavin this evening.
In Framingham at Amazing Things.
Uh-huh. It's a quick little tour out on the East Coast, or you've...
Yeah, and this is our first time at the Amazing Things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, you're in for a treat. You truly are. It's a wonderful venue.
And it'll be a fun show. And we have a friend, Craig Worth, is going to do be a special guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in honor of, we have a CD out called Just One Angel 2.0, which is a kind of a holiday recording with 20 different musicians, including us and Christine and Craig Worth and Tom Paxton and David Roth, mm-hmm. some great people. And so we're kind of launching the Just One Angel Holidays on Thin Ice tour tonight.
All right.
So we'll be here and then down in New Jersey and New York and then go south.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you're stopping here. Shall we say this is the kickoff?
It actually is the kickoff.
All right. Well, that's the first for us. We appreciate that. Thank you. This is listener-supported community radio, WCUW Worcester in studio. Uncle Banzai, you want to give us a number?
Yes, please.
Oh, sure. And this is not a holiday song.
We do have a few holiday songs, which we'll be doing tonight, but...
There was a drought. There was a swarm of killer bees without a doubt. There's gonna be some new disease, some kind of gout, on the backs of giant fleas, and I'm against it.
There was a flu, and then another strain of flu. What can you do? Just wait around, another flu will come to you, and all your pets will get flu too, and that seems bad.
And I heard it doesn't matter how much money that you raise.
The water in the well will only last a few more days.
But I just had a sandwich that had way too much mayonnaise. And I'm really quite upset, 'cause it makes the sandwich wet. And I think they lied about the octane in this gasoline.
And the springs are getting looser on the backyard trampoline.
And the mail's late today, and I missed the lunch buffet. We got problems in the first world too.
There was a wreck,
there was a wreck.
There was a fire and a war. I sent a check,
I sent a check.
Next week I'll send a little more. Hold on a sec. I think I wore this dress before. No, not again. Just count to 10. I heard that there's a battle that's been going on for years, and every day another super parasite appears. My new Ford Explorer is abruptly changing gears.
First woe was unto thee, now God is joining me. Just the microwave is blinking, but the maid's already gone.
Maid's already
champagne I've been drinking isn't really from champagne.
Really from
all
champagne.
The straws I bought were bent. Was 2%.
We got problems in the first world too. Some folks have no Wi-Fi, or it's really, really slow. Some don't even have a toaster oven. Crops will never grow.
Cause the farmers have been cursed, and the climate's getting worse. But it's dinner time, and I'm sure that I'm not getting two desserts. Cause the brulee's kind of brittle, and the flan is really loose. And I think our extra pillows made with duck instead of goose. I got quake instead of goose, and the bacon was too crisp. We got problems in the first.
Cause the beer's really hoppy, and the lawn's a little dry. The sloppy joe's too sloppy, and the paper's not too
ply.
The news all despair, and the remote is over there. We've got problems in the first world too.
Pitch perfect.
Oh, thank God. Phew. That was the goal.
I thought you said bitch perfect.
No,
like,
no.
I was thinking the word kvetch, like complaining. That's a complainy song.
Not at all. Actually, and that came out of my mouth because I just read something here from one of your write-ups about being pitch perfect.
Oh. So,
the pregnant pause there, shall we say.
I think it was in Boston where we were complimented on our clothing. Like we were, they said we were the best dressed women in folk music,
uh-huh.
which I took.
I don't know that that was true, but I thought that was very nice.
Well, I can. You're not necessarily dressed for the stage today, but you still look pretty good. So.
Thank you.
We dress for radio today.
There you go. Excellent. Uncle Banzai with us in studio here, coming in from the Seattle area, and I'm just extremely honored that you folks are here. And you mentioned the CD a little bit earlier. Tell us about that.
About in 2010, Christine Lavin put together a recording called Just One Angel. A title was based on a song I'd written. We did a small tour with a few different musicians and went around the country and had a great time and did a couple of holiday songs and songs that are not traditional holiday songs, all original. And then so this year we put out a volume two. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of different singer-songwriters on it, Craig Wirth, Tom Paxton, David Roth, Uncle Banzai, Christine Lavin. I have a solo song on there. Honor Finnegan, some really great singer-songwriters, and they're kind of alternative holiday songs, not just Christmas, but Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, Labor Day, Purim.
There's a Kwanzaa song.
No, there isn't. There's no Purim song either. I'm just trying to list all the holidays I could think of. And that's just brand new. And that's sort of the impetus for the tour is the Just One Angel tour. And we have a song on there called Seasonal Work, which is
coming up right now.
I am out here in this field, and the sun is beating down. I will stay in this position till I'm through. Like my family before me, I will melt into this ground, and I'll do the job that no one else will do. I have come here with the season,
and it's cold out,
just a shadow
day.
In the white.
Never had a holiday.
I am rooted to the soil like the grass. Though I don the dusty uniform,
everything is
I'm standing
gray.
Three balls high.
There's no one who's
and I
He is standing where his father stood, a figure in this neighborhood, a fixture till the weather's good and sends him on his way.
I'm just one of many frozen on his farms, and the threat of snow will set off the alarms, and the branches that they've given us for arms are just insulting. We are tethered here with someone else's ties. Shoved the Lincoln hat upon my head, and I dream of what I could be if I wasn't draped with junk, forgotten like the dog and left for dead.
See the family through the window keeping warm, watching TV while we're weathering the storm.
Song with burlite strumming, but if the cold don't give us black lung, then the pipe will give us cancer. If we could move around like that, they'd never see us coming. Spares no expense. We'll be leaving in the morning with the mud, but the grass will be much greener now on both sides of the fence as the sun-kissed sod is soaked with snowman blood, with snowman blood.
That's Uncle Banzai with us here. They're actually in studio, but we borrowed that composition from the brand new release out. Christine Lavin presents the one, Just One Angel, V2.0. And if this works for us, we're saying hello to the folks again, Andrew, Arnie, and Patrice with us in studio.
We're thrilled to be here.
You got to tell us about that song.
Well, that song, Seasonal Work, we actually have been... I've been working on that. We'd started doing these holiday shows 3 years ago and didn't have any holiday songs. We had one called Doug's Greatest Christmas Ever that was on the first CD.
And that one is about really appreciating the Jewish people at Christmas.
Because they can work when you can't.
Okay.
It's about Doug the Company Jew. And so we started thinking about we should probably, if we're going to do this show again, we probably have another holiday song. And so we wrote Seasonal Work. And the whole idea behind Seasonal Work, though, was the snowman as a migrant worker. There's a moment in the song where I say to myself, it really can't get stupider than this. And then it does. It turns that corner, which I really, really enjoy.
I feel like it's an important song, and we're going to start singing it at union rallies. Because it's really about the snowmen organizing themselves and, you know, I mean, in a slightly menacing way, I guess, but still, it's the idea of low pay workers organizing.
You're trying to make this a political song.
That's the thing about Uncle Banzai's song. You can hear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you whether it was in...
Just be careful what you put on the covers.
Oh, yeah. the funny thing, though, is that with the seasonal work song is that, you know, the whole point of it being, we had a series of songs we were calling New Jobs for America for a while, which had nothing to do with jobs or America. We just thought it was a great title. But then, you know, if we made this song called Seasonal Work instead of Snowmen and made it about jobs, then we could sing it all year long and not just at the holidays. So that way we don't lose a song. It's economy songwriting.
Excellent. Uncle Banzai with us in studio. They're performing tonight at the Amazing Things Arts Center in Framingham. We will be giving away a pair of tickets here once we conclude this conversation. We're going to encourage them to do another live one for us.
Well, this is off our most recent CD called The Grim Parade. And this, I have to say, for legal reasons, that this was co-written with my daughter Emma when she was like 7 years old.
This was part of the Grim Parade. Really, was the beginning of a. We thought Andrew and I actually were sitting down. We thought we're going to write a children's album, and even though when we told our friends that and our fans, they said, "Like, what were you guys thinking?"
That's a terrible idea. And as we wrote the songs kept taking wrong turns, we like to say, particularly with pets.
Yeah, seriously bad. But we did use sort of childlike art on the cover. But if you look really closely, there's a vulture in the tree in the back, and there's all sorts of little, you know, indicators that would tell you this is not a children's album yet. Yet I feel like we have to be a little more obvious about that and just tell people.
Baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. Nobody in here did anything wrong, but the baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. The baby's head is a hexagon. He's got all of his fingers, his toes are all on, but the baby's head is a hexagon.
Everything else is just.
Everything else is just.
Everything else is just.
Everything else is just fine. The baby's head is a hexagon.
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 There's so many places to rest things upon, cause the baby's head is a hexagon.
And now it's hard to gauge concern, there's so much inner rage to burn. It's such an early age to learn that life isn't fair. You could take one side or another,
or you could take away its brother,
but the baby's head would still be a square.
The baby's head is a hexagon. Baby's head is a hexagon. It's almost like something Picasso had drawn. I guess you could say that his features are strong. Hey, one of those facets is already gone. Now the baby's head is a pentagon. Oh, hallelujah.
It's not quite a miracle.
Hallelujah.
His head isn't spherical.
Isn't it magical? Life was so tragical. Now we can start it up all over again. So raise up a flag in full for the hexagonal. We don't have to hang out with losers like them.
Our baby's head is a pentagon.
Our baby's head is a pentagon. Those six-sided children will never belong, and our baby's head is a pentagon. Our baby's head is a pentagon. Our baby's head is a pentagon.
One hand clapping.
Can you define smattering of applause? He's half hitting his one hand. That's the sound of one hand clapping. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've answered the Zen Koan.
Uncle Banzai in studio here with us. It's just too much fun. You guys, I'm telling you, it's 11:27, and your pitch truly is virtually perfect.
Nice.
Nice. Wow, you're going to sound great tonight in concert.
That, if only we could do that at night.
Really, you sound great. You're still playing around to the Northeast, or the Northwest, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, we're playing all over. Yeah. We're trying to build it back up again.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't played as much in the Northeast, though, so we're making our way slowly. It's a little different. Radio has changed. A lot of things have changed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so we're working. We're learning.
This is the first time even in the Boston area in almost 25 years.
That's right. We played Jonathan Swift's.
Oh, jeez.
Remember that place?
Well, we also played.
Of course, yes.
Well, no, not Jonathan, Johnny D's.
Johnny
D's. No, it was Jonathan Swift's.
In the basement?
In the basement. And then we also played the Somerville Theater many years.
And there was a wonderful club. For a little while, we played twice out near MIT, this beautiful, beautiful listening room. Because Tracy Chapman opened for us.
We actually, I have to tell you, we have a fair number of web streamers that are listening in from Boston area. So give us, what was the name of that venue? Just drop me an email.
I don't remember.
I'm asking them.
Johnny D's is the one in the basement.
You're wrong. Jonathan
Swift was in the basement in Cambridge.
Oh, and Johnny
and that's
D's
gone.
Was,
that's no that's longer gone. There's. Yeah. I think there's some other club there now something. But yeah. And then yes, Johnny D's was across from the Somerville Theater.
Right. We did Somerville Theater with Christine actually Square. 25 years ago.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Well, there we are with that, and I think we're going to do another recording, are we not?
Well, this is from the first Just One Angel CD, which came out in 2010, and since we're doing this co-bill with Christine Lavin tonight, we thought we'd play one of her songs, and this is from that recording, When You're Single at Christmas Time.
All right, here we go.
When you're single at Christmas time, what do? Visit your mom and her boyfriend up in Kalamazoo, or your dad and his new wife and her three screaming brats, or your uncle in Idaho with 17 cats. When you're single at Christmas time, you always leave town, but the older you get, the less you like moving around. But they are your family, and what families do is gather on Christmas. It puts pressure on you. Yes, you are single and you like it this way. You can stay up all night, you can't sleep half the day. You can sing in the shower, scream at your TV, but enough about me. When you're single at Christmas time, you feel like a freak. You wish you had a fast forward button to zip you through to next week. But that's no solution, 'cause I do believe next week brings a worse problem, New Year's Eve. Wise people call New Year's Eve amateur night. Some idiots get drunk, some idiots pick fights, some idiots get married, a dicey thing to do. When it doesn't work out, New Year's Eve is forever ruined for you.
Why should you travel when you want to stay home? You can talk to your relatives just fine on the phone. When they say, please come visit, do they really mean it? If you say yes, they look at the house, they say, damn, now we must clean it.
Why ruin their time off? Why ruin yours?
Oy.
They'll love you for not making them do extra chores.
Joy.
They'll love them for letting you be where you want to be with your friends. Maybe next year you'll buy your own Christmas tree. Yes, you are single, still you like it this way.
It's the same if you're straight.
It's the same
unplug your TV,
eat popcorn for dinner.
But enough about me.
Oh, wow, the harmonies there are just amazing. That's Christine Lavin with Uncle Bonzai, I believe, in there.
Well, actually, it's called the Accidentals.
They're a New York a cappella group.
All right. Well, it sounded great. And, of course, you're going to be with Christine Lavin tonight at the Amazing Things Arts Center.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you, is that me again? Yes.
Apparently. No, Christine is the greatest folk cheerleader in the universe. She's the most supportive person for other musicians that I've ever seen. It's amazing.
Sorry, I like the idea. Christine and I's name is mentioned, can we have that music just kind of come on? That's a cell phone in the studio, isn't it?
That's a huge part of the reason why both of these CDs are here is because of Christine, because she just goes around and finds people she loves and brings them together and promotes the heck out of them. She's quite wonderful that way.
Are you familiar with Don White?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He's on the record. He's on the CD.
Some shows with Christine and Don last year, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was going to say he just did a filming, actually, two nights at The Amazing Things.
Chris said it went really well, so.
In my mind, forgive me, just an aside, who next is from Christine Lavin's crew is going to be calling me?
Oh,
I feel like your stepchildren or something.
There's 20 different artists on the CD, so you should get about 20 calls.
There we go. Well, we're awfully glad that you're in studio here, coming in from Seattle, Washington, to play. And if you would you grace us with one more song?
Sure. This song we actually, in addition to the recording, The Grim Parade, this year we've released our first book ever. And it was sort of following the motif of the failed children's songs, but in this case, it was grown-ups. This is a bedtime book for grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And it was two of our songs with artwork and a flip-over book. It's a hardcover book, and Arnie did the artwork for one song, and Patrice did the artwork for the other song. One's a lullaby, and one's not.
Okay.
We thought we'd do the not a lullaby, since it's the morning.
Right. This one is about the sort of advice that you give your children to keep them in bed, and it's the sort of things you might say to them in your desperation that you would really hope and pray that no one would ever hear you say.
Stay in bed.
Wait, one second.
What?
Uh-oh.
If we didn't that key, we'll die.
Oh. Right. I knew something was going on.
It's live radio, folks.
Horrible for us to stop.
Just do it in the key of folk.
They've been a third higher than a high song. So now we're going to do a song that advice to give to your kids when you want them to take you seriously with low voices. It's really hard to take your parents seriously advice if they sound like Minnie Mouse.
Between us, no, really, between us, just stay in bed, don't go downstairs,
don't go down, 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 don't go down, 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 don't go down, 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 down. Monster in the closet's getting hungry. He hopes that you left something on your plate. And the monster underneath your bed knows good things come to those who lie in wait.
The monster in the TV room is restless. He cannot seem to find the good remote. And the monster in the kitchen's got a little bit of someone in his throat. So don't go down, 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 down.
The monster in the basement gets so whiny. He always seems to get his feelings hurt. And the monster in the dining room is hoping for a really good dessert.
The monster in the bathroom brings you
water.
But that's the oldest monster trick inside. Cause the monster in the hallway knows that you could never hold it in all night.
And he waits around for just a little taste.
You can hear his stomach rumbling from the hiding place.
And we love you more than words could ever say.
Each day,
and we'd love to see you try and heed the warning
with a love that will refill here if you're still here in the morning.
We love you like you'll always be
we
loved.
Love you like you'll always
and
be
we
around,
love you if you never around, make a sound. And don't go down, 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 don't go down, down, down.
The monster in the toaster's kind of harmless. There's not a lot of damage he can do. But the monster in the vacuum sucks the thing that makes you special out of you.
The monster on the front lawn's throwing pebbles.
The monster on the front lawn's throwing pebbles.
He wants you to come down and let him in.
Wants you to come down and let him in.
And the monster in the pantry likes the tender bits with extra crispy skin.
And he waits around for something extra sweet. Listening for the bitter pat of tiny little feet.
And we love you more than words could ever say.
And we love you even more and more each day.
And we love you more than Hoden loved Adana. With a love that can't prepare you, but I swear to you we wanna.
Cause we love you like you'll always be around.
And we love that you're the smartest kid in town. And don't go down, down, down. Don't go down.
Remember Tommy, listening to Mommy would have helped Tom through. We didn't want the monsters, but please don't taunt the monsters. We can't outrun the monsters, but we'll outrun you.
Still we love you more than words could ever say. And we love to have you here another day. And we'll love you till the moment that they swallow.
Like we love the one before you, and we love the one to follow. Yes, we love you like you'll always be around. And we'll love you till another you is found. So don't go down, down, down. Don't go down, down, down.
Uncle Banzai in studio with us here live. You just sound great.
Thank you.
Wow. This room does sound good.
It does. The room is lovely. It's really easy to sing in.
It's the room. It's not
yes.
You can put anyone in here.
I was going to say you have no monitors and there's no effects or anything. It's just straight through the mics.
Cool.
Uncle Banzai in performance tonight at the Amazing Things Arts Center in Framingham. And we're so excited that you folks have decided to come out and actually approach us to be here with us on,
thanks so much
on
for
the
having
jukebox.
Us.
Thank you. We're giving away a pair of tickets. Keep the phone number in hand handy, 508-753-2284, as we go into this next piece. And again, I thank you folks
no, I just it's from the other disc, right? I think.
Oh, over here.
20th
we
off that track.
20th off of this track. There we go.
And for all of you folks who are coming tonight, whether you win a free ticket or not, we do strongly encourage you to wear your favorite ugly holiday sweater or beautiful, depending on how you look at it. Anything that has an excessive amount of yarn on it would be great. There will be a contest. We will choose the winner. There will be prizes. it'll be entered. You'll be entered into a national contest. We are having the finals in Eugene next week.
But we also talked about doing an ornament contest as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So bring out your best Hanukkah ornaments.
Just come laden with stuff tonight.
It sounds too much fun. Once again, so we're going to close off with a track from the recording, "Just One Angel."
And this is the title song.
All right, you want to set it up for us, or
it's a song called "This Is Actually Me." Singing, I wrote this song a number of years ago, and Christine liked the title enough to title the original album "Just One Angel," but she wasn't sure. It wasn't really a holiday song, so she had my wife, who's a classical guitarist, play a classical version of it. And then, so when we did Volume 2, she thought, "Hey, why don't you actually sing the song this time?" So this is me singing with my friend Gwen Franz accompanying me.
Excellent. Once again, Uncle Manzai in performance tonight at the Amazing Things Art Center. Stay tuned for Two on the Aisle coming up at 12 noon.